You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Energy Intuition Transformation with Sue Williams. Sue Williams. Live from holistic-health.au.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Energy Intuition Transformation
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to Energy Intuition Transformation. As you probably already know, I'm Sue Williams, and I call myself the Spirit Psychic. And I'm so glad that you have found your way here today. Because, and as I always do, I have an oracle card to base my show on. And this week's card, well, it's actually a warm one, a tender one. And I think many of you listening are going to feel like it's a hand reaching through the screen and holding yours. Now, this week, the deck is one that I found in my stash that I haven't used for a very long time. Teeny Weeny, which you know I really like these little cards. And the deck is called The Witching Hour Oracle by Cherie Gerthardt. And this is a deck steeped in the magic of nature, seasons, and the ancient rhythms of the earth. And the card from this lovely little deck that I've drawn for this coming week is called the Barley Moon Friendship. I don't know if you can see it, but a couple of lovely ladies standing there under the moon. Now the Barley Moon is a harvest moon. We're talking a lot about moons at the moment, but this is a specific one that relates to friendship, and you'll see how that works as I keep going. And this little card speaks of abundance that has been earned, things that grew slowly through patience and tending, and they are now ready to be gathered in like the harvest. And friendship in that context is one of the most sacred harvests of a human life. Not the casual kind, not the surface kind, but the soul kind. And the friendships that know your whole story and stay anyway. The ones where silence is comfortable and honesty is safe. The ones that feel somehow like they were always meant to find you. And that's what this card is calling forward today. So let's go a little deeper with this card reading. And when I sat with this card, the word that kept coming through is recognition. Soul friendships don't always feel new when they arrive. They feel familiar, like remembering something that you had forgotten. There's a reason so many spiritual traditions speak of souls traveling together, meeting across lifetimes, finding each other again and again in different forms. Whether or not that's something you believe literally, most of us have experienced it emotionally. That sense of meeting someone and feeling instantly, inexplicably at home. And the Barley Moon, well, it honours that. It asks you to look at your circle, not with critical eyes, but with grateful ones. So who in your life has shown up for you quietly and consistently without fanfare? Who do you call when things fall apart? Who celebrates your wins without a flicker of jealousy? And who tells you the truth, even when it's uncomfortable, because they love you enough to do that? Well, those are your soul friends. And this beautiful little card says, don't take them for granted. In a world that moves fast and pulls us in 1,000 directions, it's easy to let those connections drift, to always mean to reach out but never quite do it, to assume that they know how much they matter in your life. And the Barley Moon says, go ahead, tell these people. Tend the friendship like a beautiful garden. What you harvest is what you plant. And equally, this card is an invitation to look honestly at your community. Are you surrounded by people who truly see you? Or have you outgrown some connections and not yet fully stepped into new ones? Because soul friendships, spiritual community, well, they're not a luxury. They are nourishment and they are part of how we grow. So how about thinking how astrology ties in with this card for this week? So let's look to the sky. And the stars this week are deeply supportive of this message. We're currently moving through the energy of the Taurus new moon that will be here on May 16th. A grounded, intentional energy that asks us to plant seeds with care and commit to what truly nourishes us. And at the same time, Venus is moving into Cancer, bringing a beautiful emphasis on nurturing, connection, and emotional security. The exact energies that soul friendship lives in. And with Pluto now retrograde in Aquarius, the sign of community, of collectives, of belonging, the cosmos is turning our attention inward to ask, where do I truly belong? Who are my people? Now, this is not a week for surface level socializing. The sky is calling you deeper into honest connection, into vulnerability, into the kind of friendships where you don't have to perform. You can simply be. The Barley Moon Oracle card and this week's astrology, well, they are singing the same song. Your soul circle matters. Now is the time to honor it. And let's now move on to our weekly meditation. And this one I called Gathering Your Soul Circle. And let's connect with this energy now. But always, as I say, please do not listen to this meditation while driving or operating machinery. If you need your full focus right now, keep your eyes open and return to experience this with the replay. So when you are ready, and if it is safe to do so, gently close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath in through your nose and let it all go on the exhale. Again, another deep, slow breath in and release that breath slowly. And at the same time, let your body soften. Let your shoulders drop. Let the weak fall away just for a moment. And now imagine yourself in a wide open field at dusk. The sky is deep glowing amber. The air is warm and still. Around you, imagine the barley swaying gently, golden and tall, almost ready to be gathered in. This is a sacred place, a place of harvest, a place of abundance. And you are not alone here, because in the distance, you can see lights, soft, warm, flickering lights, like lanterns coming towards you through the field. These are your people, your soul circle, moving through the golden light to find you. And as they draw closer, Notice how you feel. There's no performance required here, no mask, no careful self-editing, just the deep, settled feeling of being known. So let one face, or perhaps just a feeling, an energy, come into focus. This is a soul who has been with you, who has seen you, who has loved you in the quiet, steady way that endures. And hold them in your heart for a moment. Let yourself feel the full weight of that gift. Now silently offer them something, just a few words of gratitude, whatever comes naturally. Perhaps something like, thank you for finding me. Thank you for staying. Thank you for seeing me as I am. And feel that exchange of warmth between you. Now look around at the whole circle of these beings, all the souls who belong in your life, past, present, and those still on their way. And know that you are held, that you are not walking this path alone. Breathe that in. Oh, and let it settle deep into your bones. Stay here for just a few breaths longer and breathe in the joy and excitement that has come from connecting with these wonderful beings of all types. And when you're ready, slowly and gently come back. Wiggle your fingers and toes. Get that feeling back in your body. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, if they're closed, slowly open your eyes and return to your full awareness. And so, the Bali moon, friendship, a harvest of the heart. This week, I want to leave you with a gentle invitation. Reach out to one person in your soul circle, not with anything grand, just a message that says, I was thinking of you, or a voice note, or a call that you've been meaning to make. Do it now. Because soul friendships are living things. They need to be grown, tended, and when you need them, there to be harvested. And remember that you're not meant to walk this spiritual path alone. And if you feel called to explore that more deeply, to find your footing in your own spiritual journey, to clear what might have been blocking you from the connections that you actually crave, remember that I work with people through spirit talk journeys, holistic animal wellness, and quantum journeys hypnosis. And if you want to connect with me to find out more, well, all the details are at holistic-health.au, and there is always that connect. And, oh my goodness, my contact form there if you would like to reach out and connect. So thank you so much for spending this time with me today. I hope it's been of benefit to you. And until next time, have a blessed week. Stay open, stay grounded, and go tend to your people. See you next week. Bye for now.